This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 7 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Normally, I'm joined by my friend and colleague, Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. But Michael is on vacation this week, so we are joined by Kevin Casey, who is his chief operating officer at Talkers Magazine. Also, talk host Walter Sterling is here, and Rich McFadden is in the controls in our studio in Washington to go through the charts for the week of July 23rd to the 27th. We'll talk about the stories, the people, get lots of different input. Kevin, it is your honor. It is our honor to have you here, and it is your honor to go through the stories and the people. So, your honor, take your honor, will you please?
All right, Doug. Well, thank you for that honor. We'll start with the stories, top news talk stories for the week of July 23rd through the 27th. We'll start number 10, the Southwest heat wave tied with Major League Baseball action. At number 9, Trump bars CNN reporter. At number 8, illegal immigration policy. Number 7 this week, U.S.-China trade war and the related farm aid package. Number 6, Facebook's troubles. At number 5 this week, the Trump-Iran war rhetoric. Number 4 this week, the Trump-Putin meeting. At number 3, the U.S.-European Union trade meeting. At number 2 this week, the Rosenstein impeachment threat. And with a tie for number 1 this week, the Cohen recordings tied with the Trump-Russia investigation. Now, the top people talked about this week on News Talk Radio. At number 10, Sacha Baron Cohen. Number 9, Caitlin Collins. Number 8, Maria Butina. And number 7, Mark Zuckerberg. Number 6 this week, Robert Mueller. Number 5, Paul Ryan. A tie at number 4 this week, Rod Rosenstein and Jeff Sessions. And number 3, Vladimir Putin. Number 2, Michael Cohen. And you're probably not shocked at number 1 this week, Donald Trump.
Not a lot of heavy lifting. That's an easy call for you guys when you put the list together.
So I can't see it being anyone but Donald Trump at number 1 for quite some time.
No, I think you're right about that. All right, let me go around our virtual room here. And now that you've heard the stories and the people, Kevin, as long as you went through the list, let me start with you. Of these stories and of these people, which one has the most significance or rings a bell with you more than any of the others?
Significance to what? To me?
Yeah, you personally. Yes.
To me personally, I don't live in the Southwest, so the heat wave doesn't bother me so much. I do use Facebook, but their troubles are Mark Zuckerberg's. I think any number of these stories will affect us at some point, whether we think about them as something that's fun to talk about with our friends or relatives, like the U.S.-EU trade meeting. Not a lot of people are going to talk about that over the dinner table, but it's important in that it could have effects down the road as far as the cost of consumer goods, et cetera. I think the Rosenstein impeachment threat's very interesting from a political intrigue standpoint. And, of course, you know, the Cohen recordings is, it's kind of a reality show brought to public life, really.
Yeah. Well, there is that. I find him just annoying, frankly. But
Michael Cohen?
Yeah. No. Oh, yeah.
Him too.
I was thinking about Sacha Baron Cohen, but that's very funny. Actually, you put the two of them together. They're distant cousins, I hear.
They're related somehow, obviously.
Yes, they are. They look alike. Da-da-da-da. All right. So next we go to Walter Sterling, who is a radio talk personality. You can hear his program on Sunday nights around the country. A lot of great sticks, as we say in the business. A lot of great radio stations. He has a pronounced influence on radio, has for many years as an executive, and so now as a personality What do you, I underscore the personality, because we all look at these things differently, and we all have our little personal twist on them. So I'll ask you the same question, Walter. Of all of the stories and the people, which one pushes your button? And you can't say none of them. That's not fair.
The only important story is the Southwest heat. That's the only important story. That story is the one that matters. Before I go on the air, before I do a show, I always check Google Trends, and I put in three or four of the top-of-mind topics: Trump, Russia, weather, sex, baseball, Yankees. I put those in.
Gossip.
No matter what I put in, most of those flatline. Almost no Google searches for Trump, almost no Google searches for Russia. Overwhelming. Every week, every day, every minute, weather. Weather wins every time. Not by a little, by a tremendous amount. So the fact is that you have a great aunt or a friend or a business that doesn't turn on their air conditioning, that refuses to turn on the air conditioning. They've got a unit in every window and they don't turn it on. To me, that's the biggest news.
Well, in a sense, yeah, because it affects more people directly. I get that, in a sense. It affects more people directly. So this list is a focus on what the political news talk stations and hosts are talking about, but the relative importance of those, it sort of depends on which side of the street you're on. So we have a political constituency for sure, but we also have a reality constituency. And, yeah, the Southwest, our reality, are you familiar with Mercury going into retrograde, Walter?
Here we go.
There are four planets going into retrograde right now.
Yeah, but Mercury is the worst of all of them. Mars is in retrograde to a point. I think Jupiter is, but you know what happens theoretically when Mercury goes retrograde, right?
But nothing good.
Nothing good happens. So yesterday, in terms of we do this program on Friday. So yesterday was the first day of Mercury being in retrograde, Kevin. And so as a result of that, however it happened, the studio and recording facility of our originating network, Radio America, was completely grounded because of a flood in the basement of their building and the headquarters of the TSA in Washington.
So Department of Homeland Security.
Homeland Security, excuse me. Just as bad.
Yeah.
One is the same as the other. So it put to an end any ability we had to communicate. It just stopped it for 24 hours. And when you think about that, it was caused by the weather, the huge torrential. Kevin, you're in Springfield, Mass. Walter, are you in Cleveland or are you in New York? You're in Cleveland, right, Walter? No?
Never say Cleveland. I'm in Shaker Heights, Ohio.
Oh, excuse me. Shaker Heights.
Never say Cleveland. That's like saying, oh, you're in Newark when you're in Manhattan.
Yeah, all right. Okay. All right. Excuse me. No offense to the folks in Cleveland who don't have the pleasure of your company. Anyway, so the weather, the huge storms, we have in my neck of the woods, which is outside of Boston, a town called Framingham, we've had consistent rain every day for 10 days. I look at the long-range forecast right now, and again, for the next 10 days, thunder shower, rain every day. We haven't had this in the middle of the summer since I can't remember when. And, of course, everybody's raising that flag. Global warming! It's horrible! It's the end of the world! It's inconvenient, to be sure. And in this modern era, when there's so much rain in Washington, who could have predicted that it would flood out the basement of that building and kill everything in there, all the internet, all the electricity, everything. And that's what it did. So,
it's funny, because yesterday morning, it's amazing to me you've mentioned that, and that retrograde started yesterday for Mercury, because yesterday morning, for the first time since we've lived in this house, I had a flood.
Did you? So there you go, see? I could have predicted that, Walter. You should zone in or zoom in on me more frequently. Kevin, what's the problem with the weather in Springfield?
Well, we've had rain like everyone else, but we haven't had the sort of flooding that's affecting other parts of the country, the Mid-Atlantic especially, and I live on a hill, so no flooding, which is nice.
Good for you. Congratulations. Richie, you live in a hole, don't you? I don't mean that.
My house backs up to a creek, so every time, especially these last couple of weeks, I'm out there waiting for the Lord willing and the creek don't rise, watching what's going on back there.
Yeah. Well, there you go, Walter. We've made a significant contribution to conversation by discussing the heat wave and the weather. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a focus on your life now. This is important for all of you who are suffering gas, bloating, you've got indigestion, heartburn, you're eating the wrong foods, your colon is a mess, your stomach is a mess, your body is a mess. So we're going to give you...
There's a lot of people on this panel, actually.
It may, Richie. It
How
may
you doing?
Be. All right. Life Change Tea is going to fix that for all the people on this panel and everybody who's listening. Life Change Tea is a proprietary herbal formula that cleanses your body. Yeah, it's time for a cleanse. And so if you've got an unhealthy colon, gut, remember, is where all the bad stuff in your body starts. Every disease starts with an unhealthy gut. So cleanse it, clean it up, clean out your colon. This is what you get. GetTheTea.com. This is Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, but they have lots of other teas. I'm suggesting you start your process of cleaning your body with Life Change Tea. Look at the catalog and see others that are there that'll help you. This is a fabulous herbal formula, gently cleaning your body. Have a cup every day. Get rid of the pesticides, the things that are in your body, herbicides, all that stuff. The processing depletes nutritional value of food. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and it'll be shipped to you free. Get ready for more energy and more health. Clean up your body. Go to GetTheTea.com. Discount code DJV for free shipping.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that use Balance of Nature as well.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
For a limited time, use discount code DJV. To receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free, call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code DJV.
Let's start a conversation about what kind of a rest you had last night. How about you and your performance? If you toss and turn around all night and you don't stay asleep, it's not good for you. And if that's a description of how you rest or spend your 7 or 8 hours, maybe there's a solution. How about you get MyPillows? MyPillow adjusted to your individual needs. You'll sleep longer. You'll wake up feeling rejuvenated. All of us have that experience. This pillow is washable, backed by a 10-year guarantee. MyPillow is built to be the best you can possibly have. So, try the world's most comfortable pillow. I promise you'll never sleep with another pillow again. You can buy one pillow and get the second one free at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. Take advantage of this buy one, get one free deal. The offer expires August 1st. Don't wait. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV. Talk Radio Countdown Show with an overview of the hot hits in talk radio, news talk radio. As there's a difference, there are various things like there are music formats, some country affection, the affection we have for oldies or what they call it, adult contemporary. All of these things are part of formatical differences. Same thing in talk radio, the different kinds of talk and conversation. We specifically focus on the news talk radio stations, and thus the news talk countdown, which you can see printed, in print, if you will, at talkers.com.
Why? Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And if you haven't visited talkers.com, check it out because the list is there. The stories and the people. Our list is being examined this week by Walter Sterling, talk show host, by Kevin Casey, who's the COO at Talkers Magazine. And Rich McFadden's in the controls in our studio in Washington. I'm Doug Steffen. We've gone through the stories. And I've just been informed, I've just been told, I just got a message from the White House that Walter has something to say about Michael Cohen. And you're sure it's not Sacha Baron Cohen, it's Michael Cohen. You have both. A review. Oh, both of them. Okay, all right, let's hear it.
Both of them are clowns.
That's it?
No, this about the release of that recording, alleged recording of the President of the United States and his lawyer.
Uh-huh.
One, who released the recording? Who exactly released the recording? Because there's a whole list of problems with whoever released that recording. All kinds of legal issues over who released the recording. Number two, Michael. They're referring to Michael Pecker. David Pecker, rather. They're referring to David Pecker, who owns the National Enquirer. If the dynamic that we hear in that recording is true, what they are talking about is paying off David Pecker to not run a story, which suggests that that is the actual business of the National Enquirer, which also might explain why all of his attempts to sell it fail, because once they look into his apparent business model of how he generates his revenue, it's blackmail. He's running a blackmail business, allegedly, apparently. That's what it seems to be. Wait a minute. What are you talking about? They're paying a publisher to not run a story? That would suggest that is standard operating procedure at the National Enquirer.
Yeah, I never thought about it that way. That's a very interesting observation.
That's the real story. And then the other thing is, if Donald Trump, a 70-year-old man, had sex with a Playboy playmate and had the money to shut it up, congratulations, Donald. Good for you. Any problem with this at all? I view this as a goal.
For you?
Personally, when I turn 70, which is hundreds of years from now, I want to be able to have sex with a Playboy playmate and have so much money nobody ever knows.
Been there, done that. Wait a minute. As far as age is concerned, I've been there, done that. I have not had sex with a Playboy bunny, and even if I did, I wouldn't have had money to pay it off. So, all right, there it is.
True. I'm just shocked to learn you have sex.
Thank you very much, Walter.
I think I'd spend my money to let everybody know.
What?
Right. I wouldn't want to shut anybody up.
Kevin, what happens when Michael's not here, what this program sort of becomes a debacle.
You're going to say devolves into?
Yes, right. Devolves into.
Yes. I'd pay the National Enquirer $150,000 to run the story.
Maybe. All right, wait a minute. I got a new business model for Kevin and for Michael.
Uh-oh.
They can dig up dirt on talk radio hosts and call the host and tell him, we've got this picture of you with a chicken, and we're going to run it in talkers unless you send us $10,000.
Yeah, only one problem with that. The talk radio hosts don't have enough money to pay us off.
Yeah, most of them don't, right.
Not anymore. Well, the other side of it is most of the people that we know don't have enough pride to be upset by that.
you got that
not
true.
Anymore. Yeah,
I like that chicken.
Yeah.
But wait, a president of the United States had extramarital sex. This is news? How is this news?
Right. Well, but it becomes a conversation tool, Walter, because we want to know or we want to think that the person we elect as president is above it all, isn't really human, but he or she is superhuman.
Those days
and
are
therefore,
over.
Well, yeah, of course it is. Yeah, even if they ever were. I mean, there were a few that probably were above reproach. We always go back to Washington and Lincoln. But if you look at the history of guys like Polk and Harrison and some of the people whose names you won't remember, but they were really bad guys.
But you remember.
Thank you, Walter. I remember from my days actually paying attention in history, Walter. 28 past the hour in the Talk Radio Countdown.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. One of the homes destroyed by the so-called car fire in Northern California belongs to Redding Police Chief Roger Moore. Ken Pimlott with the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection says the whirlwind-like fire can almost be described as a tornado.
The last 5 or 6 years in California, we've been experiencing the effects of our longstanding drought. The rain that we had really did nothing to impact the character of the vegetation, which is critically dry.
Many more hot days lie ahead. The pilot of a small plane had to make an emergency landing in rush hour traffic on Chicago's Lakeshore Drive when his engine lost power. Deputy Commissioner of Chicago Fire, Bill Vogt, says it was an incredible landing.
He landed in live traffic.
And no cars were hit?
No cars were injured. No traffic accidents happened.
The two people on the plane refused medical help. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature, and I look what it's doing for me as I started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Time now for a continuing conversation about conversation on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. You can find the weekly review in podcast form at talkradiocountdownshow.com. That's talkradiocountdownshow.com. You can see the list from the charts published at talkers.com, the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, the home of Kevin Casey, who's with us this week. Michael Harrison's on vacation, so Kevin, who's the COO at Talkers, is here discussing with us the stories, not to be trumped by, pardon the pun, Walter Sterling, talk radio host, is here, Rich McFadden, and Doug Steffen. Okay, so I'm going to go back in history, Walter. This is your life, Walter Sterling. Walter has done a lot of things. He's achieved greatness in the talk radio world, and I don't mean that facetiously. Sometimes, because Walter and I have been friends for a long, long time, we have our conversations back and forth, and sometimes they get to be a bit tongue-in-cheekish. However, I mean this out of admiration. A lot of the great talk radio that you hear today has come out of the mind of Walter Sterling, whether they be national programs, local programs. You've been responsible in no small way for some very successful radio programs, hosts. And one of the things to your credit is a station known around the industry as New Jersey 101.5, which you created and made a fabulous combination of good talk and music put together. It really is. It's a very unique station. I don't think there's another one like it in the country, in fact. Is there really? And I honestly don't know that there is. You can correct me if I'm wrong.
I'm a big believer in creating a radio station for its location.
Mm-hmm.
There cannot be another one of those because it was made specifically for New Jersey. I always bake from scratch. I never have photocopied what other people do. I bake from scratch, try to get to know the city, try to get to know the location, and create a mirror for that location. And that station sounds like Jersey.
It does, in fact. Okay, so one of the stories in Talkers Magazine this week, for those who are followers of fashion, you go to talkers.com, you read what's going on in the industry, you'll see the story of a couple of hosts who are on the radio station who have been suspended because they made reference to, I think, the mayor of Trenton.
Attorney General.
The Attorney General, thank you, as Turban Man, referencing the fact that I think he's a Sikh, if I remember, Kevin, the story correctly. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that's the story. And they were talking about him on the air and referred to him as Turban Man. Now, I didn't actually hear the audio. Kevin, did you hear the audio?
I've not heard the audio. I've read a transcript of the offending passages.
Right. Do you think it's offensive? Is it offensive to you personally? Take yourself out of the talk radio business to hear something like that, or the context. For me, anyway, it's got to be. I want to hear the contextual use of it. But for you, what constitutes offensive?
Personally, as a listener, it's not something that I find it childish and stupid. But that's, you know, that's neither here nor there. It doesn't mean it's right or wrong. I find it childish and stupid. I think, you know, the name calling thing is kind of. And the other thing that Dennis Malloy, who was one of the co-hosts who was suspended, said was he intimated that if the man took off his turban, then he'd bother to know his name. I guess implying that he had failed to assimilate as an American. And I don't know, that's his opinion. He's welcome to it. I think it's stupid, but you know, that's what happened.
Well, we live in an age that embraces that, or at least many of us embrace it. Some people still don't, but I do think you're right when it comes to being very.
I'd love to hear Walter's take on this.
Yeah, that's where we're going next.
Executive, because Walter, we live in a world now where you have to get ratings in radio. You have to engage people. You have to make them interested in what you're saying. And it's a competition because I want to be number one, but then the station across the street wants to be number one as well. But then we also live in a world where everybody's always constantly offended. So how do those two worlds live together? See? He's afraid of
Walter.
The character in the 7-Eleven on The Simpsons. The reason I paused, I'm trying to remember the name of the character.
Apu.
On The Simpsons. What is his name?
Apu.
We grew up with Apu. That character has been in The Simpsons for 20 years. Doesn't seem to be causing a problem. And Dennis Malloy stated a fact. The man wears a turban by choice. It's not a race thing or a religion thing. The man wears a turban by choice. I don't know about you, but more than one occasion I've had people joke about the things I wear. And it's his opinion. And for 30 years, Howard Stern has called them turban heads.
Mm-hmm. And you had no small hand in Howard Stern's success either. You were intimately involved in much of what he has done over the years, if I'm not mistaken.
But I don't think any of this is important. And I don't want to comment specifically on that radio station for a number of reasons, but mostly because I don't know what happened internally. I've been inside those situations, and people comment from the outside, but they don't know what's going on inside. But I'll talk about this in general terms. I've seen this over and over again, and like you just said, progressively over the past 3 or 4 years, where hosts say something stupid, and then they get suspended. Well, the minute they get suspended, it goes from a passing moment to news. And not a radio station would volunteer to get news about something a host said that was stupid. I don't quite understand. In my opinion, and what I've experienced and what I have done in my career, is that when a host says something stupid like that, the best thing to do is to move on. The minute a station decides to pause, pull the host out, chastise them, make them apologize, all of a sudden it goes from being something in context and that happened on the radio and, gee, did he really say that? I don't know. Commercial weather. The minute they pause it and pull it out, it becomes news, and the station and the host then become identified with this, whereas if they hadn't done anything, nothing happens.
Well, let me go one step further with this, because you and I are maybe a little more seasoned, although Richie has become an executive and knows his way around well. Kevin is a veteran radio station operator, and also certainly because of his role at Talkers, knows the ins and outs, the inside and outside of talk radio, and I mean that literally, the inside and outside. You said you've been involved in many of these sort of meetings. I remember once and only once in my career was I brought to the woodshed. I was doing mornings on KABC in Los Angeles. I was on with Star. What's her first? Star Jones. That's Star Jones. and I were talking about Bill Clinton. And Bill Clinton was on a boat traveling from Chicago to, I think, Detroit, but he was going across the Great Lakes.
As my finger makes its way up to the dump button.
No, I'm not. No, you have to worry about it. I didn't. What I said was, under my breath, too bad the boat doesn't sink. And the guy was a new program director that day, and he brought me in again. He said, we just fired a guy in New York named Bob Grant for saying things like that. And, you know, that isn't my normal stock and trade, but, you know, I wasn't a fan of Clinton's at the time, and Star Jones had nothing. I mean, it was like talking to paste when I was working 4 hours a day with her. So it was just one of those things that happened in a. And I thought after I said it, damn it, why did I say that? And then, but I want to just keep moving. Like you said, just keep moving.
Yes, exactly.
And they want to make a big deal out of it. Go ahead, Walter.
When you get a caller on the air who curses and it gets through, or you accidentally curse, or you say something vaguely slanderous, the minute you pause and say, oh, gee, we're sorry that got on the air, like, what? They don't hear it.
Yeah, pretend it never happened. Just keep going, man. Everybody wants to stop, and it puts this big red flag and exclamation point on it.
I know, but Walter and Kevin, well, Richie, you too, because all you guys are management guys or have been management guys. I have been too, in fact. But the essence of what happens today versus what happened then. When we started, we were told to be crazy, outrageous, have fun, do whatever you want. Now, the management is so full of fear, and they're worried about everything.
Because somebody can grab that audio. The audio never goes away. It's out there forever now. And they can take it and share it on social media, and all of a sudden it goes viral, and they are afraid to death of being on the other end of that viral hate campaign.
Yeah. But there's another reason, and it's profound, and it's uniquely American. And regardless of the business you're in, you might be able to relate to this. One of the things that's happened in American radio and television is over the past 30 years, it has evolved from being managed by people who have experienced content to people who are 100% from sales.
Yeah.
And when you have people who are from sales, all they care about is the client and being loved and being happy, and they overreact to any complaint from a client. Whereas somebody who has experience creating content knows how to handle it. The best example I can give of this, the best way I can frame it, for years I worked for a company called Standard Broadcasting in Canada, which had 89 stations owned by one guy, a programming guy. And I noticed that every single station that he owned was run by somebody who had never been in sales, ever. All programming directors. And I said to him, and their stations were hugely successful, CFRB in Toronto, CJAD in Montreal. I said to him once, why don't you have any general managers who came out of sales? And he said to me, they'll just screw it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they're all sales-oriented. I agree. But yet, many managers, then and now, came from sales instead of programming. That's a very astute observation. And an insight for people who are listening to the program to understand is they pay attention to what's going on a lot of their favorite stations with their favorite hosts. Walter Sterling, Kevin Casey, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, on the countdown at 45 past the hour. People, in the face of conversation, we review all of these people as they connect, and some, not always do they connect to the big stories, but most of the time, or much of the time, they do. So this week, number 10 to number 1, let's see if we can connect the dots. At number 10, well, we got two Cohens in the list this week. Sacha Baron Cohen is at 10, and Michael Cohen is at 2. In between, at number 9, Caitlin Collins. Number 8, Maria Butina. Number 7, Mark Zuckerberg's got his problems at Facebook, lost a lot of value in his stock. Number 6, Robert Mueller. I don't know how his stock is, up or down. Paul Ryan, same thing with you. Thumbs up, thumbs down. He's number 5. Rod Rosenstein and his boss, Jeff Sessions, are tied for number 4. Pukin Putin Bad Vlad, number 3. Michael Cohen, as I said, is 2. And at number 1, the Donald Trump, president of these here United States, from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Ian Roth. How well do you wash your hands? Dr. Gregory Poland, director of Mayo Clinic's Vaccine Research Group, says adults could do much better at the sink.
People go to the bathroom and they run their fingers under the water. Well, that does nothing. And then they grab the dirty faucet and they touch the dirty handle on the way out of the bathroom.
Dr. Poland says that in public washrooms, there are often more bacteria on those faucets than in the toilet water. So next time you're at the sink...
So you wash your hands while singing Happy Birthday to yourself. You get between the fingers, the fingertips, the thumb. You turn the water off with a paper towel. And you open the door to leave with a paper towel and dispose of the paper towel. That's how you wash your hands. Ideally with warm, soapy water.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut?
Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Calitran, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitran. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitran proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, the charts for the week of July 23rd to the 27th. This is the official overview, the top 10 stories, starting at number 10, the heat wave. We're having a heat wave, bringing heat to the southwest and rain to the east coast. Number 9, the president barred that CNN reporter. Number 8 on the list of top stories from Talkers Magazine, more discussion about immigration policy. Number 7, the trade wars. Number 6, Facebook and its problems. Number 5, the Trump and Iranian back and forth on whether we go to war or we don't. More talking about whether Trump and Putin will have another meeting at number 4. Trade talks between the European Union and the U.S. number 3. Mr. Rosenstein, impeach him or not, number 2, and the Cohen recordings and the investigation goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. That's it from the story list of the countdown. Kevin Casey, the COO of Talkers Magazine, here with us on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I wanted to put another sort of insight to an inside story, putting it into perspective from the sort of radio wars. The announcer who has been doing play-by-play for the former Hartford Whalers, now the Carolina Hurricanes. He's a guy who's been around for a long time. His name is Chuck Caton. I don't know if you know him or not or remember him from Hartford. Do you remember him by any chance, Kevin?
You carry the Hartford Whalers.
Yeah, right. So he went down, he moved with the team when they went to Carolina. The people running the radio, I'm not sure if it was a radio station or the franchise, the team, cut his pay by 80%. And they basically said to him, well, radio's not that important to us anymore, so if you want to stay, you can stay for a nickel and a dime. He hadn't missed calling a game in 39 years.
Yeah.
So what does that tell us about the world of radio as it is today, what people need to understand about why things change as they do, where they used to always, it was a host would stay forever?
My guess is, and I'm only privy to what the owner actually said publicly about the situation. And what he basically said was, is that the radio broadcasts are not bringing up in enough listeners to justify paying Chuck and dealing with the whole radio broadcast. You're talking about the hockey in the Carolinas, and if he says that there aren't enough listeners, then it's his decision not to pay, you know, or right. to say, hey, I just can't do this. You know, Chuck Caton's a great guy, fantastic NHL broadcaster, and I think he could work with any team that wanted him. He's really good. Yeah. And it is sad for Chuck, but it also says maybe hockey and radio in the Carolinas just aren't as lucrative as hockey and on radio in the Twin Cities or, you know, in Montreal is.
That's a very astute observation. Thank you for making it. Thanks for being here. Kevin Casey, COO of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now 53 after on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Time for us to focus in on the mind and the comments of Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the lawyer for the Talk Radio Countdown Show. He's also a college prof. And don't forget, he is the founder of Scamicide, which is the best place to go when you have a problem with a scam, some kind of identity theft. He's written the book. He's written the Bible. When it comes to understanding what you need to know about identity theft. The book is called Identity Theft Alert. So look for that. And if there's a problem, you think you're being scammed, and you probably are in some way, shape, or form. We all are. Scamicide.com is the website. That's part of his purpose in life. Did your mother or your wife ever ask you, what's your purpose in life, Steve?
No, I can't remember her doing that.
Really?
I'm still asking it.
Well, you're here as a legal beagle, but also as an observer.
There you go.
I thought it was really interesting this week, before we get to some of the items that are in the countdown, Eric Church, who was one of the headliners of that festival in Las Vegas last year where all those people were massacred, is blaming the NRA, and the NRA has threatened him with a suit for defamation. Can public entities like the NRA sue individuals and vice versa?
Yeah, actually, you can have groups and companies. You may remember years ago, this was where Dr. Phil came to the fore. Oprah had made some comment about the beef industry, and they sued her for defamation. And in the course of preparing her defense, she met Dr. Phil and consulted with him in regard to her testimony. So, yeah, groups can do it. It certainly is tougher to prove, but the laws do allow it.
If the lobbyists are in fact responsible and the NRA is responsible, can individuals sue them, families sue them, or are they now? There are all these suits going back and forth, suing the hotel, can you sue these people? And what happens, just because you sue somebody doesn't mean you're going to get anywhere with a suit, right?
No, and that's where, you know, people say, hey, can I sue someone for this? And absolutely, you can sue anybody you want. You're not necessarily going to succeed. And there's a theory in the law called proximate cause. And so the cause of the harm has to be pretty, pretty directly traceable to the person or entity that you're suing. And, you know, as much as I'm not a big NRA fan, doesn't mean I'm against the Second Amendment, but I just happen to think the NRA is quite unreasonable. But in any event, tracing the harm back to them is, I think, going to be not very productive.
No, but again, you sue anybody for anything. It's called billable hours, much as anything else. But there are a lot of these, you know, you don't like what's, you can sue your neighbor, or you can sue anybody. Come up with a reason. Here's a suit. A mother of a disabled teenager is suing Emirates for inhumane discrimination against her family. Her son has epilepsy, autism, and severe learning difficulties. And because he demonstrated rather strange behavior, the airline threw him off the plane. So now, I mean, you see these sorts of things. Is there recourse in that circumstance?
You know, again, it comes down to the word that makes lawyers rich, which is reasonable. Just like companies are supposed to make reasonable accommodations to people with handicaps, they don't have to be guarantors of knowing absolutely everything and acting perfectly correctly. So if they were acting reasonably under the circumstances and not knowing the specific facts, really can't comment, then they're okay. If indeed they should have, another great legal phrase, known that he was not presenting a threat, then there is some discrimination.
So here we go. The immigration policy, as we continue to sift through this, I can't even understand what's going on now. Who's with who? Are the families back together? What's the president? No. Is the government being sued by some of these people? What's the story?
Yeah, you know, the families still have not been reunited. The government had a deadline imposed by the courts, which they have not as of yet met. And the question is, again, are they doing all that they can to try and comply with the court's orders? You know, you look at the larger issues when it comes to immigration. And by the way, I was looking at some statistics about how the president's, zero tolerance proposal was going to reduce immigration and illegal immigration, and it hasn't. To me, the biggest thing is it's going to be a continued mess for a much longer time because there is no one in Congress who is willing to stick their neck out.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.